Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher of District 4, and as always, it's a tremendous honor to deliver these messages to the public and keep you abreast of what's going on. I want to start out talking about the Summer Youth Employment Program, seeking business partners. Carroll County Workforce Development is seeking business partners to work with the youth during our Summer Paid Work Experience Program. This program begins July 7th and runs for 6 weeks. Most of the summer program participants are high school age, between 16 and 18 years old, and the program plan is to employ students at a minimum age of 15. It offers career guidance and opportunities for youth to gain meaningful work experience on-site with Carroll County businesses while getting paid through the county's workforce grants, eliminating the financial risk for the business partners. Participants will earn $12.50 an hour. So if you're a business or someone seeking employment, please contact the Carroll County Workforce Development Career Center. They can be reached at 410-386-2870 and ask about the workforce program for the youth. Also, since the weather's getting warm, I really want to emphasize activities outside for people to exercise and get healthy. The Life Bridge system in Carroll County, along with a partnership with the Rec and Parks, has developed Walk in the Park in Carroll County. Each month throughout the summer months, on all the way up to December, we pick random parks throughout the county, and on the county website on our Rec and Parks, you'll find a schedule. Our next Walk in the Park date is June 18th, Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Westminster Community Park at 30 College View Boulevard. Come out and walk and talk with commissioners while improving your health. This is a fantastic program. I look forward to it every month. Walk and casually talk with people in the community and hear what's going on and get healthy. So please come out and walk in the park with us. It's a wonderful event. Also, the 2022 summer program registration for Carroll County residents is starting for the parks, starting on the Wednesday, the 11th of May. Registration will start. You can call 410-386-2103 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or you can visit ccrecpark.org. A lot to spit out. But please go to the County Parks website and see what summer programs are available so you can get your children involved in the summer programs and stay active. Also, there is a family summer bash Friday, July 15th. From 4 until 9 p.m. at the Carroll County Sports Complex. This big event will include Moon Bounce, one of my favorites, obstacle course, dunk tank, they might put me in that and have some fun, face painting, balloon art, live music by Poison Whiskey, classic rock and roll, good stuff, especially for my age group, Kona Ice, beer and wine garden, food and beverages for purchase, field games for kids and adults, cornhole, horseshoes, and more. It is $10 per person in advance, $12 per person at the door. Ages 2 and under are free. All the proceeds from this event benefit Carroll County Park Legacy Fund. So please put that on your schedule. That's the Family Summer Bash, July 15th at the Carroll County Sports Complex. So please make that. Also, we have a lot of stuff for our senior population, which is the EPIC population, which I am part of now. We have EPIC line dancing on Tuesdays, June 7th to August 23rd from 10:45 to 11:45 a.m. at the Robert Mouton Center is for 50+. Come join, exercise. The instructor is Becky Kirster, and registration is $34 a person. That's a wonderful thing to get involved in. We also have programs for the EPIC population, pickleball programs. We have pickleball at Sandy Mount Park on Mondays, June 13th, August 1st, 5 until 6 p.m. It is a wonderful thing to attend and stay active. They also have it at the Robert Mouton Center on Mondays, August 8th to September 19th. No experience necessary. Come join the fun and learn how to play pickleball. Whether you're a beginner or you have higher skills, it's such a wonderful time to stay active and participate with other citizens of your community. Instructor is William Gill. It's $52 a person. If you want more information, visit the county website, ccrecpark.org, Carroll County Rec and Parks, basically. We also have Piney Run seasonal passes for this year. Seasonal passes are online, discount $10. Senior citizens 62 and above are free, so you don't need a pass. But if you're interested in going to Piney Run Park, you like kayak and fishing, enjoy the hiking, please go onto the county website and get a park pass for Piney Run. Also, staying on the theme of being active, we have Biking Carroll County. Welcome to Biking in Carroll County, where 10 loop trails consisting of over 150 miles of cycling offer varying degrees of difficulty. Our bike tours provide the recreational cyclists a unique view of scenic back roads while highlighting scenic stops and historic attractions. Cyclists are encouraged to be relatively good physical condition and have their equipment up to par and safe for your riding. We don't want anyone injured out in the woods. So get out there. You can hike and bike. As far as hiking, we have hiking trails. Spend a day exploring and connecting on one of Carroll County's 10 public hiking trails. The county's landscape generally consists of rolling hills, not mountain ranges. Maintain each of the hiking areas accessible to people who are looking for a good workout rather than a steep challenge. And its many paved roads are perfect for families with strollers, so you can get your kids out there and walk around and enjoy the outdoors and set a good example for your children as well. I'm a very, very strong proponent of hiking and exercise and biking, so set a good example for your children early in their life. Hiking trails are available in every corner of the county. The county operate trails range from Freedom, Piney Run, and Gillis Falls Parks in the county southern end to Sandy Mount, Union Mills, Cape Horn, Hoshua, and a trail at the Deer Park in the northern section. The trails at Piney Run and Hoshua are known for the rustic settings. They are absolutely gorgeous. You'll see plenty of wildlife out there, turkeys, birds of prey, deer, everything. It's a wonderful experience. Also available to hikers are two picturesque areas operated by Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Morgan Run Environmental Center, which includes Esquerian Trails and Wildlife, and the McKeldin area of Tapscoe State Park in the Tapscoe Valley State Park system over in Merrittsville. We have in the theme of staying active, yoga in the park, Tuesdays, June 7th to July 12th from 6 to 6:45 p.m. at the Westminster Veterans Memorial Park for 14 and older adults, 6 sessions. So please get out there, come join at all levels of yoga in the outside beautiful setting of the park. The instructor is Mallory Kusterer. I'm sorry if I slaughtered your name. And it is $53 a person. Yoga is a wonderful way to stretch and stay in shape. We also have Zumba classes with Alex Mondays, June 6th to July 18th, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the North Carroll Senior Center, Senior and Community Center. It's for adults, and there will be 6 sessions. Zumba takes the work out of workout by mixing low-intensity and high-intensity moves for an interval style calorie burning dance fitness party. Once the Latin and world rhythms take over, you'll see why Zumba fitness classes are often called exercise in disguise. Come dance with us. Instructor is Alex Schilling. It is $52 a person. Some fun for the fam. We have movie night at Sandy Mount Park, Friday, June 24th from 8:50 until 10:05 p.m. at Sandy Mount Park, all ages. Grab your lawn chairs and blankets and come enjoy the movie Peter the Rabbit 2, The Runaway. Concessions will be available. This is a great way to spend quality time with family and friends. Hope to see you there. It is free, so there's no fee for that. Also, I want to go over something very important here. We have Therapeutic Recreation Day, Tuesday, June 14th this year from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carroll County Farm Museum. It is an all-inclusive event. Everyone is welcome. They will have Birds of Prey exhibit, Creepy Crawler exhibit, which sounds pretty fun, line dancing, DJ music, cornhole toss, game wheel, grapefruit, snow cones, balloon creations, 50-50 raffle, vendors, and more. Registration is open. It's a $5 per person entrance fee, and you can go pay in advance at the county website. Hope you do so. It looks like a great event for the family to go out to. And we have the Piney Run Nature Center information. Its hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sundays, it's noon to 5, and they are closed on Monday and Tuesday. I absolutely love the Nature Center at Piney Run. You can take your children there. You can see birds of prey. You can walk around in the woods. It's just a wonderful thing. There's so much information there for you to digest and walk around and learn. I know that my curiosity in wildlife started at an early age, and I highly encourage everyone to take your children outside, do all these fun outdoor activities that have been listed, and enjoy the summer while we have it. And as always, it's a pleasure and honor to serve as your Carroll County Commissioner. God bless and have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.